This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have been right all along. And the left have been wrong. And I take complete joy in this. As I told you guys, I bought a bunch of Chinese footballs, NFL lookalikes, fugazis, and I'm spiking them. I'm going to be spiking them all year. Football is going to be our backdrop for today's show. And why not? It should be. Because on January 1, the NFL gave us a gift. Anyway, I do take joy in the sorrow that the left are going to suffer, except it means that the lunatics are still running the asylum and we can only watch. But I will say this, I'm glad it's happening in a fresh year. Because typically, you end the year and it's like, okay, let's forget all that other stuff that happened and let's move forward. And that's the message of Joe Biden and those guys. All the people who wrecked our economy, who wrecked our lives, want us to do. Let's just move forward and start fresh, everybody. Let's forget everything that we said about you, that we called you anti-vaxxers, and we called you homophobes, and we called you xenophobes, and we called you racist. Let's forget all that stuff. Come on, y'all. Get with the program. Because it's all so good, right? Yeah, let's forget that inflation. Let's forget the crime rate. Let's forget the invasion that's occurring at the border. Let's forget the wars that Joe Biden has gotten us into. And let's forget all the lies that we told about elections in January 6th and the people who were wrongly imprisoned and so on and so forth. Let's forget all that, man, because it's a new year. Let's wash it all off. I'm glad it's a new year. Because the left don't have the luxury of washing any of that crap off. Crap sticks and it stinks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The left packed the same old stinky bags for this trip. Didn't even bother to wash their clothes. And we have already started to see their dirty laundry spill out of those well-worn traveled bags. Because you know what? They've been carrying this baggage around for years. And we're finally beginning to see it. We watched their dam break on the first of many lies of what will be exposed this year, as Damar Hamlin did the woo flu fall in front of God and everybody on January 1. Why am I talking about January? Well, January 1. It was like God said, I'm going to start showing you their lies day one of the new year. They highlight the conflict, folks, within the Republican Party. And there is a conflict within the Republican Party because we don't have a Republican Party. We have MAGA Republicans, true patriots, true Americans. And as Brad Stein would tell you, then we have citizens, people who don't care about America, just happen to be born here. That's what the left represent. And I'm going to play this mashup one more time, this anti-vaxxer. And at the very end, Fauci says something profound. But here's the mashup.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us.
People who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic.
For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm.
About this, in a world of threats and tyrants and terror, you know what our biggest enemy is in America? Our fellow Americans.
They are the ones that are propagating this outbreak.
Being frustrated that there is still a percentage of the population who are not vaccinated.
I wish that he would go further to restrict the activities of the unvaccinated.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy. You're...
25% can cause a lot of damage, and they are.
If you're willing to walk among us unvaccinated... You are an enemy.
Wow! well, you know, it's my rights, and but okay. But I don't care.
The pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Well, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. And they're killing people.
Freedom not to follow the facts, even if your freedom kills people? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of freedom do they really want?
We have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated, and they're selling enormous numbers.
The unvaccinated overcrowd our hospitals, are overrunning emergency rooms and intensive care units, leaving no room for someone with a heart attack or pancreatitis or cancer.
Shouldn't they have to pay more into the system because they are collapsing our health system? They're the ones in the ERs.
Require vaccination universally. Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court.
It's almost like it's going to be two Americas. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That we should play that clip every day of this year. They wished a winter of severe illness and death on us. Didn't happen. One guy said, threats, tyrants, and terror, even though those are the things that we deal with every day, he says the biggest enemy are our fellow Americans. That was Chris Cuomo. One of the ladies who was over the one of the health agencies said they should restrict the activities of the unvaxxed. Jimmy Kimmel said, the unvaxxed, when you want hospital care, rest in peace, Wheezy. Gene Simmons said, unvaxxed are the enemy. Whoopi Goldberg said, we don't care about your rights. Don Lemon said, freedom not to follow the facts, even if your freedom kills people. They went on to talk about overcrowding the hospitals, overrunning emergency room. Joy Reid said they should pay more into the system because they're collapsing our health system. All of it lies. January 1, we get front and center to look at everything that is a lie. That's what the leftists are about. They're just blatant liars. You know what's happened, folks? The media decimated. Ratings embarrassingly low. A shakeup occurring at almost every major media outlet. FBI decimated. No longer believed. No longer respected. Joe Biden presidency. Do I really need to go into detail about that? Nobody respects this guy. They think he's a clown. A feckless clown being led by other people. All those people that I mentioned, what's their credibility? You want to know why they're going to fight you tooth and nail over this Damar Hamlin thing? Because they know you know all about them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I can take criticism. We were talking off air. My producers are like, you know, Kevin, you may be tough on the guy. I'm not being tough on the guy. Look, if you call me up or you send me a note and you're right, I said this the other day. I feel like I'm retreading here. If you call me up and you say, Kevin, the show would be better if, let's just say this, you had more themes so we knew what to kind of expect. I could go with that. You know, because I'll admit this. We just get up in the morning, we go, here's what we think we should be doing today. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I will give the guy credit, this super fan of mine who said that I was stupid for moving to Arizona and talking about water shortage. Which, of course, he completely misconstrued everything that I said. By the way, yeah, I know he's listening. Misconstrued means that you didn't quite understand what I was saying, okay? And then he went on to say that even common people knew that the Wu flu was, you know, a mistake. So in other words, it didn't take a college degree for me to understand what was going on here, of course. And that was a sure sign to me that the guy has self-esteem problems. Yeah, he's got esteem issues because he hears me mention my degree and he gets upset. I remember I was having this conversation. I talked about this years ago on the show, but I said I was at a party one time, and at the time I was really fighting. You know, I was on the circuit, and so most people were like, "Oh yeah, I got a friend of mine coming over. He's a karate guy." Blah blah blah. And they wouldn't even introduce me by name. Sometimes they would just say he's a karate guy. So I'm at this party. And a guy comes over to me, and or maybe I was just, we were having a conversation, and the guy says, "Yeah, I heard you're a karate guy." And I go, yeah. And he's like, "Well, you know, what degree are you?" And I'll go, "I'm a first degree. I have multiple first degrees, black belts." And so he's like, "Oh, well, my cousin, he's a fifth degree, so that makes him better than you," kind of a thing. And I just chuckled. And I went, "Well, it doesn't quite work that way." And I said, "You know, your first belt is generally very tough. Second belt, depending on what you're in, may be a weapons or they add more katas or they add fighting, et cetera." And then I said, then it gets into, well, are you teaching? Are you refereeing? Are you expanding the knowledge of people? Are you on the circuit? Are you making movies? Are you, you know, promoting the art? And I said, it's kind of akin to Chuck Norris, who's considered a grandmaster, and, you know, he's 10th degree black belt. But I said, you know, did it really matter after three black belts what Chuck was? And I said, at the end of the day, there comes a point in your martial arts career where it doesn't matter how many degrees you have, the younger guys are going to give you all your worth because your body just can't do it anymore. And, you know, I don't know what status your guy's in, but I happen to be in my prime. So, you know, it isn't about, and I said, and here's the other thing. Karate guys, we don't sit around thinking about, am I bigger, better, faster, stronger than you? We know what our art is, and we just go with that. So I said, I don't disagree that I said, sounds like your cousin is a very accomplished martial artist. Good for him. And I hope to be. Hope to get into the Martial Arts Hall of Fame, like some of my friends. So I left it, you know, and by the way, I didn't even go into that kind of detail. I just kind of explained quickly. I said, well, you know, it doesn't really work that way. But sounds like your cousin is a really good martial artist. That's where I left it, honestly. And so, I don't know, a week later, my buddy was like, "Yeah, man, this dude you talked to is like, yeah, he's all full of himself." And I go, "How so?" He said, "He was like, you were bragging about how, you know, your martial arts." And I said, "He brought it up." He goes, "So I hear you're like a martial artist. You know, what are you?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" "Yeah, well, I have a cousin who's a fifth degree black belt. You're a black belt?" "Yeah, I'm a black belt." And the guy's like, "My friends are telling me this guy, he's bragging he's a black belt." I wasn't bragging. I was. Still am. And so I listen to guys like this that want to criticize. And see, this is the problem to me with the conservative movement. Is somebody's always looking to criticize. "Oh, look at you out there talking about water living in the desert." Oh, wow, look at you being critical and being too stupid to understand what I said. Oh, number one. And number two, then he outs himself by saying, I here's my peccadillo. I didn't go to college and you're making me feel little. Only you can make you feel little. It doesn't matter. Look, let me just put this out there. I'm going to say it again. There are people out there far more accomplished than I. Ask any of my friends when they say, "Kevin, man, you know, you're a celebrity, man. You're one of the only friends of ours," and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I go, "Guys, I'm not a celebrity. I'm no bigger, no better than you. I have more respect for you guys who are farmers and ranchers and chiropractics and doing all the stuff that you do. I'm just as proud of you as you are of me." Why? Because we grew up together, and you know what we did? We still respect each other. We're still friends. They think it's a big deal. "Kevin, I don't want to call, man, because I don't want to interrupt you, man. I know you're a busy guy. I know you're, you know, you're a big deal." I'm like, "Look, man, you're my friend. Call me anytime." So I look at guys like this that call me this super fan, and I say to myself, this is indicative of the conservative movement. He doesn't like that I talk about the things that I've done. I don't talk about them in a bragging way. I don't care. There, when I see somebody doing less than I say to myself, there, but by the grace of God go I. There are people that are far more accomplished and have done it in a smaller amount of time. Good for them. It doesn't diminish me. And it doesn't diminish you as my fans and friends. I don't even think of you guys as fans. I think of you as friends. So, and the final point is this. We pay attention here. If somebody says to me, Kevin, I suggest you do this, and we like it, we keep it. If somebody says something, Kevin, we suggest this, and we think it isn't a good idea, we reject it. It's really that simple. And we don't go, oh, we reject that because a person's an idiot. We reject it because we've either tried it or some iteration of it, and we just know it's not for us, or it's not our message. But the cautionary tale is for you listening to this program is, oh, this is a guy that he wants to be something big. Let me tell you something. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If I wanted to be the biggest thing in this industry, I'd do it. It's that easy. Now, you may go, well, Kevin, you're always talking about get people to listen to the program. We need your support and stuff like that. Yeah, because I refuse to go out and do what it takes to be big, to command that you give me X amount of thousands of dollars to have lunch or to have this or to cut a commercial or whatever. It's all God's plan. If that works out that way, fine. I don't need to pursue it. Been there, done that. Got the t-shirt, not concerned about it. I understand you need some notoriety, but I ain't chasing it. So, you know, I would just say to this guy, and I'm done with this after this segment, grow up. Become a real conservative. Support people instead of looking for the things to be critical about them.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The failed Republican candidate for a state house in New Mexico, who's accused of shooting at the homes of four Democrats, is due in court today. Police in Albuquerque say Solomon Pena hired four men to shoot at the houses and went with them on one occasion. Pena lost his race for a state House seat in November and had complained without proof of fraud. The National Archives says it must check with the Justice Department before sharing any information related to the classified documents it received from President Biden's lawyers. House Republicans want those documents. 10,000 Microsoft workers are losing their jobs in layoffs that began today. Also, word Amazon has begun another round of job cuts. President Biden says the U.S. is making real progress in fighting inflation and lowering costs. This as the producer price index fell by 0.5% last month to its lowest level since March of 2021. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The left would love to shut us up about Damar Hamlin and the vaccines. Oh, my goodness. They are between a rock and a hard place right now. Because they have to sympathize with this situation. But secretly, they hate that he dang near died from what will eventually be linked to the vaccine. When the real truth comes out, I didn't know this to be a fact, but I heard they had federal agents standing in his hospital room. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know this. They are going to do everything they can to make sure that the doctors who report on his condition report federally approved misinformation. They will never admit that the vaccine caused myocarditis or pericarditis or whatever carditis that had to do with his heart attack. They will never admit that. They are already structuring the lie that they're going to tell you this very moment. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. I'm going to tell you right now. If you think that these people are going to allow us to get to the truth about this, the only way that we'll get to the truth is if Hamlin's mom says they lied. They did this. They manipulate. If she says it and he says it. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're already maneuvering to put money in his pocket. He's not going to have to sue anybody. People are like, Kevin, he can't sue Pfizer and Moderna or whoever gave him the shot, but he can sue the NFL. If you think that any of that's going to occur, you're naive. The people are already putting money in his account. Oh, Kevin, he's a rich football player. I don't care how rich he is. He just hit the lotto. Shut up. Here's your money. Don't say that it was... Comes with Pfizer, whoever gave him the shot. And oh, people, Kevin, you don't know if he got the shot. Okay. I'd be lying if I told you I watched him get the shot. But I'll bet you everything that I own and everything that I will own in the future, he's vaccinated. That's how confident I am. And you want to know why I'm so confident? Because they won't tell you that he's not. If he were unvaccinated, you'd know.
They'd say, there's much speculation about whether or not Damar Hamlin is a... We know for a fact that he's never been vaccinated.
He was vaccinated because it was the NFL's rule for him to get vaccinated. And there were holdouts, like Aaron Rodgers and others. They said, I'm not getting vaccinated. And you know what they did? They made him pariahs.
He's putting the rest of his team at risk.
How so? They're vaccinated. They're protected. Well, he doesn't want it. Then they wanted them exposed. I said this earlier in the broadcast. They wanted all the people who were unvaccinated in the NFL exposed so they could say to the other players, you don't want to play with them. Oh, no, they're vaccinated. They're not vaccinated. Don't do that. Revolt against the vaccinated. We played the clip twice in this broadcast where they were talking about it is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated, they're flooding the hospitals. They're flooding this. They're doing that. None of it was true. It was a pack of lies. You want to know who the best people on the planet are? The ones who are not vaccinated, who carry herd immunity, who aren't sloughing off this disease onto other people, and who had the good common sense to say, I'm not going to spend money or waste the time of the medical community on something that I know is not going to, that has a very, very low chance of killing me. I'm not getting vaccinated. And that's that. And it's a personal choice, right? Isn't it my choice what I do with my body, Me Too movement? None of that stuff matters when the left is trying to push their narrative, which, by the way, let's be very clear, population control. People are going to drop like flies, and already are. Look, folks, look at the actuaries at insurance companies talking to people about the number of young men who are suddenly dying is insane. It's a crazy number. They're dying from heart attacks. I'm going to give you some numbers here in a second. The number of people under 50 dying, there's an anomaly here. The undertakers are going, the number of people we are interring that are under the age of 60 years old is really a spike. And there's one common denominator. And it's not Joe Biden's crime, even though that's helping a little bit. It's those people are vaccinated, not unvaxxed. And the more studies that come out, I saw a video coming out of Japan where this guy's arguing, how dare you post this fake data and you side with the WHO when in fact we're seeing these vaccine deaths occurring in Japan. He says it's an embarrassment to whatever they call it, the empire. You should see it. It's translated. By the way, did you see the look on the faces of the teammates? Even the other team? They have still pictures of these guys. And yes, there's concern when one of your players goes down. But this goes deeper than that. It's like when I was watching The Firm and they said, what's her name, she was scared when they talked about the death of those two attorneys. And the lady that played Tom Cruise's wife goes, it was more than just grief over the loss of their friends. She was scared. Same thing in that picture. It was more than the grief of what was happening on the field. There are players out there going, you know what? That could be me. That's what I believe. Because I guarantee you, that's what I'd be thinking. And I know this. Enough people have written to me to say, Kevin, I'm going to tell you, you're right. I do have fear for this shot. I'd be lying if I didn't say it. I'm watching, I'm listening to you, I'm doing my research, I'll be honest, I have fear. I had one guy call me, he said, Kev, he goes, I'm so glad I didn't get that shot. He goes, every time I listen to you, you reinforce it. But he goes, he and his wife, they looked into it, and he goes, I am so glad that I resisted. Remember Djokovic, the tennis player, the number one tennis player in the world? He refused to get the shot, couldn't play in the Australian Open and all that. And he's like, I don't care what you say. If I don't play in the Open, whoever wins it is not the winner. But I'm not getting the shot. And he stuck to his guns, and he was ostracized. He's been vindicated. You want to know some other people? I think you're going to be shocked at this next bit of information. In 2017, Robert De Niro joined RFK Jr., and they hosted a press conference about vaccine safety. And believe it or not,
Robert De Niro, one of the worst human beings in the planet in Hollywood, was going against vaccines. He was saying, look, I don't know what's going on here. There's autism. There's all these other things. Don't get it. He also promoted the anti-vax film called Vaxxed. You want another one? Jim Carrey, lunatic Holly weirdo. In the Huffington Post in 2009, before COVID, in this growing crisis, we cannot afford to blindly trumpet the agenda of the CDC, the American Academy of Pediatrics, or vaccine makers. Now more than ever, we must resist the urge to close the book before it's been written. He tweeted, I am not anti-vaccine. I am anti-Themoroso, anti-mercury, and he says until they take all that out of these other formulas and stuff, he doesn't want to get shots. This is in 2009. Tony Braxton said, the reason once I got my son vaccinated for his shots for school, she goes, and that's when I noticed the change in the kid. He was young. She goes, that's when I noticed. And now he suffers from autism. Alicia Silverstone, actress, she says, not anti-vaxxer, don't want to get this one. And many others. Go look. Look at the list of people, of high-profile folks who are anti-vax. They're not really anti-vax, like I told you before. They're anti-this-vax. As far as the NFL goes, there was a friend of mine, his name is Rogan. He says, an ex-NFL guy contacted him and says, secretly, guys in the league are contacting this former player saying, man, I'm afraid of what might happen to me now that I've gotten this shot. And he says, we can't talk about it. There's a fatwa in the NFL for us to say anything. So you're watching this stuff play out, folks. The day before the Hamlin tragedy, NBA Hall of Fame guard John Stockton said he had a list of hundreds of vaccinated athletes who have dropped dead on the field or arena floor. And he's been very outspoken. Many in the NBA have been. People don't want to talk about it. When we come back, we'll wrap all this up with statistics and a host of other things. But understand this. This is the beginning.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
But first tonight, as you have likely seen in the first quarter of the NFL's Monday Night Football game last night, a player for the Buffalo Bills called DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field. He made what appeared to be a routine tackle, then stood for a second before he crumbled backwards to the ground. It was awful. On ESPN, announcers said they'd never seen anything like it in their entire careers.
Played this game for the majority of your life, and then after that, you've been calling these games. First of all, I've never seen anything like this.
The Buffalo Bills announced afterward that DeMar Hamlin went into cardiac arrest on the field. Trainers performed CPR on him for roughly 9 minutes. It was horrible. And the players on the field, to their great credit, responded not as competitors, but as human beings, compassionate ones. They came together in prayer for the fallen player. DeMar Hamlin is now in critical condition in a hospital in Cincinnati, and it's unclear, sadly, whether he will survive. So that is what we know. It's tragic. What don't we know? Well, what we don't know could fill volumes, starting with why Damar Hamlin had a heart attack on a football field. We do not know the answer, and there is no way to know the answer. We're not going to lie to you and pretend we do know the answer. But that has not stopped many others from lying to you. Hamlin was still lying on the field receiving CPR when self-described medical experts in the media, people with no demonstrated medical ethics at all, effectively witch doctors, decided to use his tragic life-threatening injuries as an opportunity to spread still more propaganda about the COVID shots. It could not have been the shot, they told you. Shut up. But they're lying. They don't know that. They don't know anything more than we know, which is effectively nothing. We can't say it was the shot. We can't say it wasn't the shot. We don't know whether he got the shot. We don't know, and neither do they. So why are they telling you they know something they don't? Well, it's not the first time, of course.
I touched on this earlier, folks, but leftists are mad at us for being right about the Wu flu and the vaccines. That's incredible to believe that you bring them information, you warn them. You say, look, don't do it. Here's all the reasons why. Here are all the breadcrumbs leading up to my decision making and why I'm telling you this. And they're mad at you. Okay, I want you to understand, it would be somebody telling you, look, don't invest in that. Don't invest in that, Kevin. Look, if you put your 10 grand in it, you're going to lose it.
Yeah, who are you to tell me what to do?
And I lose 10 grand, and you tell me, hey, listen, I tried to warn.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
And you know, they're mad at you. They're mad at you.
How dare you try to tell me you're the reason why I lost because you jinxed it.
Oh, I jinxed it. I'm the one who told you not to do it, but I jinxed it. Yeah, I mean, that's the logic that we're dealing with here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Leftists hate that we're right. And we're not right about one thing, folks. We're right about everything. We are so right. I don't mean it in a political respect. I mean in terms of right and wrong. We are so right, it irks them. Because they want to be right about something.
Can I just win at something, Kevin?
So they continue with the playbook. They deny that we were right, ergo they were wrong. That's step number one. Deny. Deny, deny. I did not have sexual relations with that vaccine. As a finger point, right? I did not take the death poke. So, the first thing you do is you deny. Number two, continue to demonize those who bring you the truth and even give them a cute little name, anti-vaxxers. Number three, shift the narrative. Don't let people discuss what really happened to this guy, Damar Hamlin. Talk about the need for defibrillators and the great medical care that was given by all these professionals who put their life on the line fighting against Wu flu. You want a statistic? You want a factoid? More people have been killed by vaccines than guns. But you're not going to hear them talk about, get rid of those vaccines, man. I tell you what, this vaccine is a horrible thing. It just jumps and kills people. It actually does. Guns don't. Last time I checked, if you leave a gun alone, it'll leave you alone. I'm just saying. Somebody fact check me. Here's what they're saying here. This was in GoodSciencing.com. They compiled a long list of athletes who went into cardiac arrest. It was through December the 9th of last year. 1,616 people being disabled. 1,114 of them died. These are people who had an injection of one of the vaccines. A death rate of 69% of the people who fell with cardiac arrest. 69% of them died. They were all vaccinated. In other words, Damar Hamlin is lucky to be alive right now. He's in the 31 percentile who survived it. And here's what the opening of the paragraph that reads in GoodSciencing.com. I want you to know this ain't me making it up. It says, it is definitely not normal for so many young athletes to suffer from cardiac arrest or to die while playing their sport. But this year, it is happening. Many of the heart issues and deaths come shortly after they got a COVID vaccine. While it is possible this can happen to people who did not get a COVID vaccine, the sheer numbers clearly point to the only obvious cause. They go on to say, the so-called health professionals running the COVID vaccine programs around the world keep repeating that the COVID vaccine is a normal vaccine and it is safe and effective. Well, it isn't. So, again, I didn't know what was going on with this game, but it was apparently a big game because these guys are competing. I think they're trying to get into the Super Bowl. And they're saying what I've been saying all show today, all broadcast today, which is his passing out on during that game where millions of Americans watched it. The guy wrote this. He says, we'll make millions of Americans aware of the dangers of the COVID psyop and gaslighting operation. Pfizer, Moderna, Janssen, and other vaccine manufacturers of the bioweapons are destroying lives at an unprecedented rate of 7,500 deaths and disabilities per day. That research was conducted by former BlackRock fund manager Edward Dowd, and it emerged as a year-end warning to the general public. And then they went on to give statistics that, again, more statistics that do nothing except verify what we already know. But here's what's most damning, if you ask me, folks. It's that we don't know all the data. Any of the negative data that was happening with COVID was swept under the rug. Recall when Dr. Birx and Fauci, when Birx admitted in public and multiple medical experts in various states said the same thing. This is not one person. They all said this. We are registering deaths of people who died with COVID and not from COVID. That's a fact. So while they were inflating the numbers of deaths, they were deflating the number of people who had the disease because, as I mentioned before, they could have easily said, you know what, we've all had it. Some of you don't even know. Sometimes the test won't even tell you. Sometimes you have no symptoms and the test tells you that you are. What kind of disease have you ever had or heard of where they use that kind of logic to drive the numbers? And then what did we get? We got the ticker every day of the number of people who were catching this disease and the number of people who were dying. But you know what they won't put a ticker up on? They won't put a ticker up of the number of people who have taken this vaccine and who are dying and having all kinds of adverse effects. They will never post that ticker because that one is the one that's going to alarm the living daylights out of you. So the attitude here, folks, is just shut up. There's nothing to see. So what? Damar Hamlin passed out, had a heart attack, something that's never occurred on a football field, had a heart attack, an athlete in superior conditioning. So what? It's been happening all over the world to footballers, soccer players, people who are in the best shape. These people are the best conditioned human beings on the planet, and they're dropping. And it's across the board. It's happening to girls, it's happening to boys, but it's mostly happening to boys. And then what about the other side effects that we aren't even talking about? I mentioned this turbo cancer rate that's got become accelerated. And what about Guillaume Barré and all these other associated things that are just being sort of tucked away? We got a poster child now, folks. But before we leave, I want you to understand this. He is only symptomatic of everything else the left is going to have to fight this year. Happy New Year.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.